Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
They asked me to resign, and in fact, they harassed me.
You never even say thank you.
Yes, Mel, you're imbalanced. There's something wrong with
they
you.
They were allowed to go to Cuba under the federal regulations.
I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin.
It's a biohazard.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and, you know, and the world's a beautiful place. And we just take you anywhere, and I mean anywhere, to get at it. 877-876-PHIL and our website, philhendryshow.com, where you can access our live streaming video, listen to live streaming audio, download the show the next day, download countless hours of archival material, take a look at our video archives, take a look at our news feed, join in and commenting on the various items we have in our news feed, get email access to your faithful servant here, Phil. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. That's the spot. If you want to talk to me about something, you know, and you haven't been able to talk to me here on the show, email me there. And we do answer our email. We've been a little remiss here lately, but sooner or later we answer it. And I'm being a little facetious. We do answer it. I'm not saying we don't. So don't despair. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. This story, which is relatively fresh, and it is one that I think bears reporting. A wide-body United Airlines jet shaken by severe turbulence was diverted today to Denver International Airport with at least 25 people injured on board. This was United Flight 967. It hit turbulence over Kansas after taking off from Dulles International Airport outside of Washington. It was en route to Los Angeles. Federal Aviation Administration and airline officials reported on this. They said there were storms in the area. One of the United spokespeople, Jean Medina, was speaking to Reuters. She said that the flight crew immediately diverted the aircraft to Denver to get medical attention as quickly as possible for those who are injured. Medina said 255 passengers and 10 crew members were on board this plane, a twin-engine Boeing 777. Eric Tate, a spokesman for the Denver Fire Department, said the plane landed safely shortly after 7 p.m. local time. And that would have been about, 6 p.m. here on the West Coast, 9 p.m. back east, so about 5 hours ago. She said, this is Jean Medina now, said she knew of 25 people taken to hospital but don't know the nature or the extent of their injuries. Art Griego, we just got on the line here with us from Santa Monica Airport tonight. Art is a former commercial pilot now doing private charter work and is a longtime contributor to the Phil Hendry Show on aviation matters. Art, good evening. Thanks for joining us on late notice.
It's always a pleasure, Phil.
Can you tell me about the Boeing 777? It's a twin engine. It had 255 passengers and 10 crew members. How a plane of this size could get so, excuse me, so rocked and sort of buffeted about?
Phil, I would be happy to answer all these questions. I wanted to, if you'll allow me, a little personal opinion here.
Go ahead.
I don't think, I'm going to try to phrase this the best way I can. I don't think the reporting of this story is the best thing right now for an airline industry that is really suffering. And I'll explain. I know you have a responsibility to your listeners, but when you report every little plane that had a turbulence problem because you get hammered, I know you do, Phil, I know we do, I know everybody in the airline business does, you get hammered by somebody that just got off a plane and they felt a little bit of, a bump, or they got scared because they felt the plane dip a few hundred feet, and they jump off the plane, and the first thing they do is call one of the talk radio programs, and different, on the different talk stations, and it suddenly becomes a big thing. Now, I know that you have to report these things out of the public's right to know. But every little bump... And
all right, I got to interrupt you here, though, okay?
But every little bump and every little flight...
Let me interrupt you for just a minute, Art. People were injured, all right?
Well, there are reasons for that, and I'm going to get into that if I could, because this is what happens, Phil, when you and other members of the media report on every single solitary thing that happens in the sky. You know, this is hard to explain. I've been in the aviation business my whole life. I mean, it has been my life, and the airline industry is my life. And I want to see it prosper. And at one time, it was a much more successful enterprise than it is now, and it will be someday again. But we are struggling. And when you people in the media report every single thing that goes wrong, every plane that goes down, you got to report immediately. You can't. There's no cooling off period. I mean, there used to be a cooling off period for a lot of news stories. This is some turbulence.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, 25 people, and what do you mean every plane that goes down? I mean, we have to report those.
You say you have to report them, but I would ask you, why do you have to report them? For instance...
If you're telling me a plane crash, that we shouldn't report that?
I'm not telling you how to do your job. I'm asking the question, why do you have to report every single thing that happens in the aviation industry? Do you report every single automobile accident that happens?
That's a different thing, Art.
No, hold on. If you would indulge me, Phil. Do you report every single automobile accident?
Of course we don't.
All right. But you report every single plane crash. And I would submit to you, not you personally, but I think you're swept up in something. And that is the hysteria of the media, the hysteria of the public, and the railroad industry, which has been always on the side of reporting plane crashes, because the more plane crashes that get reported, the more the railroad industry gets people riding on trains. And we have been engaged in this problem for a long time. There is nothing that I'm telling
you. Hold on, you got to hold on for a minute, man. Now, I've given you a lot of time here.
But I'm just asking for equal time.
No, but when a plane like this one tonight was flying, 25 people injured.
Well, people are going to get injured, and there are reasons why people get injured when there's turbulence.
All right, but the turbulence was so heavy that we had 25 people taken to hospital, according to the news sources that we're reading, on a plane that carries 255 people and 10 crew members. That's a big-ass plane, brother. You know that, right?
Well, it depends on what you mean by a, quote, big-ass plane. It's an aircraft that we fly them, and we land them, and we do wonderful things with them, and people have great flights. And we hit turbulence. And someone that falls down because he wasn't in his seat when he was told to sit down, he didn't put on his seatbelt when he was told to put his seatbelt on, he was standing around talking to people, having a drink, and you've seen it on these long flights. A guy will get up in first class, and he'll go over, and he'll talk, and he'll sit on the edge of the seat. We hit some turbulence, and that individual slams his head into a window, or he is... he's thrown on the floor, or the drink cart is going to catch somebody because it's very heavy, and it's going to put a pretty severe wound in someone's eye or his face. That it happens because people are not paying attention. That's not because airlines are unsafe.
Well, I didn't say that. Okay.
Then why do you people insist on reporting all this?
I wanted to talk about that.
No, I know you want to talk about it, but why do you... This story about this United flight with these people getting injured because they don't know how to sit down and... forgive me for saying this. They don't know how to sit down and shut up when a flight attendant tells them to, and then you report it. And yes, every little plane crash, you report it. You guys report it immediately. There's no cooling off.
Are you telling me that when there's a plane crash, you're asking for the media to delay reporting it?
Here's what we're asking, and I don't think this is anything that any other industry hasn't asked for at one time or another. If there is a plane crash, don't treat it as if it's the first one in the history of flight. It is a very common occurrence. You don't have to go on the air right away and talk about it. You can delay it. And in some instances, you don't have to report it at all. I think it depends upon the size of the plane. When there's turbulence and people are injured because they aren't bright enough to sit down and shut up when a flight attendant tells them to, and you report it on a nationally syndicated radio show, you're hurting an entire industry. You're hurting a lot of good people.
Well, you know, it's not my intention.
No, it may not be your intention, but you're hurting a lot of good people.
It's not my intention to hurt a lot of good people, Art. It's also not my intention to ignore things that are happening that are in the public interest or of public interest. Aircraft that experiences turbulence to the effect that people are injured, this is news. People want to hear this.
But why do they want to hear it? The people that got injured on that airplane... We used to call it the Spaz Express. You remember back in the day when you could say Spaz?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
All right. Well, when we were pilots and there was someone fell down, we'd say we got the Spaz Express going today because we hit turbulence and some ass, pardon my language, broke his leg. I'm saying sit down and shut up and you won't get hurt. And then you don't have to report it. And as far as reporting plane crashes, I think that we've had enough of it. I think the audience is tired of it. I think the news consumer is tired of every plane crash being reported. I just don't think we need it, and it hurts an industry.
And if there's a plane, let me ask you something. If a plane crashes, okay.
I bet the planes crash.
No, I know that. But if a plane goes down, let's say this plane tonight, United Flight's 967 crashed. Let's say it crashed. It didn't, but let's say it crashed and everybody was killed. And it crashed right in downtown Denver or something.
When was the last time you heard of a plane crashing in downtown anything? Other than 9/11, when's the last time?
No, I'm saying it. Let's just say...
No, I don't deal in hypotheticals. I'm sorry, I don't do it. When was the last time, other than 9/11, planes crash in cornfields, planes crash in open spaces where no one gets hurt? The people on board are up for grabs, but it was their choice to be on that plane. But the fact is, nobody on the ground gets hurt. And for you guys to report all of this is a grave disservice.
What do you mean the people on the plane are up for grabs?
What I'm saying is, when you guys report these plane crashes and nobody on the ground died, you are reporting nothing. You're making up a story. Now, people on the plane are going to die, but they're up for grabs because they chose to be on the plane. But I think it is irresponsible to report plane crashes and turbulence when someone who was too stupid to get into a seatbelt got thrown against a door or was thrown into a windshield or into a window. It hurts an industry. It hurts an entire industry that I think to this day still does a remarkable job transporting people. We keep the prices down. We keep the service good. And I just wish you would stop it. And I wish you other people in your business would stop it.
All right, Art, we'll continue talking about it, okay?
I appreciate that.
877-876-PHIL. Art Griego, who is a retired commercial pilot, feels that that we overreport plane crashes and we overreport turbulence. In fact, he says that we should put a cooling off period on our reporting of plane crashes, meaning hold off reporting on them for a good 48 hours. And the same thing with the story about turbulence. Do we report too many plane crashes? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. This was a flight that I was referring to this evening that just experienced turbulence. It was fine. It landed. There were a few people hurt. United Flight 967, it landed in Denver. People got medical attention, and I believe that the plane landed safely after 7 p.m. in Denver. Yeah, I don't know about its ongoing to Los Angeles. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com with live streaming video of the show right now as well as audio. Father James McCorders, I've got I had Father McQuarters on last hour. Art Griego has joined us from Santa Monica. We're talking ostensibly about United Flight 967 this evening that hit some turbulence over Kansas on its way to Los Angeles. The plane is fine. The people are fine. We do have an update. Some 30 people now, not 25, 30 people, they say now, were injured. 25 were taken to the hospital. The plane was not damaged. It did land at Denver around 7 o'clock. And so we're talking about, you know, this. We were talking about air safety. And, Art, you are of a mind that that we over-report these things.
Well, you just now, you said, yeah, here's an update, 30 people instead of 25. To me...
Well, I mean, that was the update I got.
You get an update, Phil, on a plane, and you can't wait to tell everyone how many people are hurt or dead. Because I think...
What, are you talking about me specifically?
Well, I don't know, but the media cannot wait to let everybody in on how many are dead, how many are... And I hear the reporting, you know, body parts. If a plane crashes, I think we can safely assume that that's not the first time it's happened. We have automobile crashes all the time. We have people that... you have all kinds of things that happen. But for some reason, a plane crash, every single one is reported, and every single one is reported as soon as it happens. And even something like turbulence, those 30 people on a Spaz Express from Dulles to L.A. And
I wish you wouldn't call it the Spaz Express. You don't know if these people were not belted in.
Well, you know what? 5 will get you 10, that those people were injured as the result of not doing what the flight attendant said, which is that every time you have turbulence, you sit down and you shut up, and you belt in.
And well, you don't shut up. You sit down and you put on your belt.
No, excuse me, but I flew for 30 years. You sit down, you put on the safety belt, and you shut up. That is the standard of the FAA and NTSB. And these people are standing around, yap, 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 yap. What happened? They get the leg broken. They get their face put through a glass. And then they turn around and they say, oh, my God, flying is not safe. What isn't safe is to be on board a Spaz Express, and excuse me, I didn't mean to say, but you know what I'm talking about. When one of these people comes flying past you and could take your head clean off, I've seen it happen.
What do you mean, when these people?
Well, the people are not belted in.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show with Art Griego. Let's talk here about, Lolly in Yuba City, California, listening on KNEW. Hello, Lolly, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. I was listening to the gentleman saying what he said about the airplane. I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, me as a consumer, I would like to know what planes are safest, what airlines do to rectify their errors. And I want to fly on the safest way possible. I know I'm taking a chance every time I get on an airplane, but I want to know. I did work for an airline in the past, and I was in one of their planes went down when I was on the job, and I was one of the agents designated to call the family and confirm that their loved ones were on that flight. And I was that was a very sad thing to do, and I wanted them to hear from the I was glad that they were hearing it from the company instead of God knows who. So
I used to fly. I would say, Lolly, that in that situation, you don't have to pick the phone up right away and, oh, gee, guess what? Your loved ones are dead. We need to...
Well, I'm sure she didn't do it that way.
No, I know that, but I'm saying it's like the airline...
The airline can't wait to tell people. Gets all kinds of stories and everything from everywhere, and I was glad that the airline handled it in a very positive, good way, where the family at least had a chance to grieve and had their peace, and instead of
what's behind all of that, Lolly, is you got Amtrak, and you've got a lot of these railroads that have, they can't wait for you, Lolly, to get out there and talk about all the dead people, because guess what happens? Oh, there's a railroad station across the street. I think I'll take a train. So But
you're mischaracterizing what this girl is saying. She's not gleefully running out there, you know.
But, I mean, every single plane crash, every single piece of turbulence, every time a plane goes down, you know, and these planes land in the middle of cornfields. They don't land downtown. No one gets hurt.
Yes, the people on board.
I understand. Those people are up for grabs. And that's what Lolly understands, that they're up for grabs.
It's not
going to
stop me from flying whenever I hear.
Well, I know, but the people that are on the plane are up for grabs, is what I'm saying.
All right, we'll be back. Phil Hendry Show, 877-866.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. And online at philhendryshow.com. And we're also on Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. That's my Twitter account. And then we have our show account, which is kind of different. We have the staff at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. And on Facebook at facebook.com/PhilHendry. Art Griego joins us. We're talking about this flight that was had a lot of turbulence, and you have made the claim here, Art, and we'll get to people's phone calls in a moment, that there's too much reporting on these plane crashes.
Well, you know, look, you and other members of the media, Phil, and I know you, you're a good man. You'll say that, oh, this is very serious, but there you are talking about your Twitter account. And
well, that's just part of my promoting the show.
I know that, but you're in the middle of an hour on plane crashes. What better time than to talk about your Twitter account? And
well, no, Art, you know, you're making it sound like, wow, goody gumdrops, I got a plane crash, you know.
I'm not characterizing you, I'm saying that that's what it sounds like. It sounds like we have another opportunity to ruin the airline industry. I think I'll plug my Facebook account. And I'm saying...
No, that's not what I'm thinking.
No, but that's what the effect is, and that's what I've been trying to tell you. And the people that are calling your program this evening, that when you talk about a plane that crashed and you're including the numbers of people that died on the plane, and you ignore the fact that no one on the ground died, you are giving the impression that the aircraft in the sky, and it's unsafe, and people shouldn't fly, and... Gradually, what happens is no one wants to fly, and the airline industry goes away. Now,
you just said that when we report the people that died in the aircraft, and we ignore that nobody died on the ground, in other words, what you want me to say is what?
I'd rather you not report the story. But when you do report the story, you say a lot of people died, and here's how many: 300. Okay, that's bad enough. That's caused a bunch of people to say, I'm not going to fly anymore. And you never, ever, you and other people in the media, never, ever try to put a little bit of a silver lining on the news by saying, but it didn't land in a city or it didn't crash into a populated area. It was another, again, a cornfield, and the airline industry is mindful. That when our planes, unfortunately have a problem and we have to crash in them, or we can't, fly it good anymore, then it's going to crash in a cornfield, and no one's going to die. But you never report that. All right.
You know. Well, how am I going to report that? Am I going to say the plane crashed in a cornfield? No one died in the cornfield.
You do not emphasize that. You're not understanding what I'm saying. You don't emphasize that there are aspects of flight that planes are going to crash all the time. And the people are up for grabs that fly on them. And
yeah, you've said that.
Yes, I have said that. Is there a problem with that?
No, there's not a problem, but you keep saying the people that are flying in these aircraft are up for grabs, and what I should be talking about are that nobody died on the ground.
Or don't report it at all. We'd much rather that you not report it, because every time you do, that's one more, one more tick of the clock toward the doomsday when the airline industry ceases to exist. And Amtrak comes roaring back, and the railroad industry comes roaring back, And they have won a victory. Amtrak has destroyed the airline industry by putting these stories in the news.
Well, Amtrak doesn't cause plane crashes, okay?
No, but they love it. They love it. When you talk about everybody that died in the plane and you never, ever say, but nobody died on, no one died from the plane crashing on top of them.
877-876-PHIL. That sounds pretty ridiculous. Here is Robert in San Francisco. Robert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Sounds ridiculous.
Talking about reporting the news that way. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How are you all this evening, first of all?
Good. Thank you.
That's good. How are you, Art?
Yeah, I'm fine, sir.
Okay. It seems like what you're saying is to keep the people that fly the most out of the loop of what's going on in reference to all the flights and information that they need to select the correct airlines, the safest airlines, the airlines with opportunity.
We're burning daylight here, sir. Did you have a...
I wouldn't be rude like that.
Yeah, I know, but he's... Yeah, did you have a question? Are you going to be done today? Or?
What is your problem, Mark?
What does he want?
He's explaining him. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to him.
Okay, yeah.
You're listening to me. I was listening to you.
Well, you
well no, you weren't, because you kept saying to the guy, are you burning, we're burning daylight.
Well, was he going to get to a question?
He'll get to his question when he's finished saying what he... I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead.
It seems like, Art, you're doing more harm than in the media, because you're showing people, seeing that you've been in the industry for so long, showing the industry as well as consumers of the lack of... Hello?
You know, Phil?
Robert, would you hold on for a minute? Art, you're being rude.
How am I being rude?
I can hear you going,
Well, this guy, you know, he's like it's just a head with a mouth.
Robert, I think your point, and it's a good point, is that what Art is asking is that the people who are most involved in air travel, frequent travelers, people who would be the benefit the most from the information, he wants them to be kept in the dark. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not
fair. What about that, Art?
Well, I didn't hear him ask that. I heard him, if I am not asking anything other than the following thing, that an airline industry be saved, that you, Mr. Hendry, and Robert, and anybody else, do what they can to save an industry. Because every time a plane crashes, do I hear that no one was killed? No, I hear 300 people died.
Okay, well, that's the truth. That's the truth.
No, it's not the truth.
The media has the responsibility to put forth the truth.
What was the truth? What was the truth? You said that was true?
Right.
What was true? What was true about that? You're talking about the people.
And casualty needs to be.
You're talking about the people in the plane. Are you talking about the people inside the plane?
Inside, outside. It doesn't matter.
No, that doesn't. That doesn't count. The people inside the plane are up for grabs.
What does that mean they're up for grabs, man?
Why don't they report that no one died outside the airplane?
Because there's 300 dead people inside. By God, by the time it lands, they're not inside anything. They're all over the place. They may be incinerated. They may be vaporized, depending on how fast the damn plane was going. What do you mean they're up for grabs?
You don't count the passengers. That's got nothing to do with it. You know as well as I do that when a plane takes off, they're either going to land or they all die. But the real story is in countless flights over this country for decades. The last time we've never crashed a plane into a building for a long time, except for 9/11.
All right, Robert, thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL. That doesn't mean anything, man. Who cares about that? Here is Don in Houston, Texas. Go ahead, Don. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
It doesn't mean anything.
Who cares, man? Go ahead.
Have you ever been told that a family member was killed in a plane crash.
Have I been told that a family member of mine was killed in a plane crash?
Have you ever been told?
But a joke? Yeah, somebody was joking.
Okay, well,
What do you mean, joking?
Yeah, they told me your mother died in a plane crash, and I was devastated, and they told me it was just a joke.
Okay, well, I've actually received the news before in 2000, before 9/11 happened. My grandfather was killed in a plane crash, and it was devastating to our whole entire family. And
I know what you mean. It was devastating to me.
When, what do you mean it was devastating to you?
When they told, I didn't know they were kidding, though.
And it took a on a plane, Art. It took a lot for me to go back on a plane. Not because they told the news that there was a plane crash, but because I had that emotional scar that my only grandfather that I had left in this world died in a plane crash.
That's what I'm talking about right there, Don. Thank you. When you were told that news about that plane crash, you said, that's it, I'll never fly again. Why does that happen? What?
No, I'm happy it was on the news. This stuff means to me out there so that people understand.
But look what happened to you. You didn't want to fly. And that's one more nail in the coffin of the airline industry.
So how is this?
We could have called you up individually and said to you, Don, your grandfather has passed on. That's really all you need to know.
You know, I like it better knowing on the news or knowing that a family member is going to tell me.
Oh, my God. Why would you want to know that? Why won't you let the airline call you up and say, Don, your grandfather is dead. You don't need to know how. He's dead. That way, you don't go.
He could have checked
out. Say that again?
But no, it was a plane crash.
Right.
And I wanted to know. And I wanted everyone to know that that plane.
Why did you want to know that?
What? You know what? I can't hear. Your phone call is a little squirrely there, Don. But I would say, I wanted to ask Art, why can't this girl know that her grandfather died in a plane crash?
Because she doesn't want to fly anymore as a result of that. If she just found out that her grandfather had died, she would be sad. And she would grieve him. But she'd still fly.
So you're telling me that the airline should have called her up and said, by the way, your grandfather has died.
Yes.
But don't tell her how.
No, I would not.
Even though it's the airline calling.
Well, I would ask the lady. Dawn, are you there?
He said, hey, Dawn, your grandpa died. He choked on a pretzel.
No, I would leave that up to the medical examiner.
And you would leave that up to the medical examiner, whether a plane crash or a pretzel.
My question is for you. No, but my question for you is, why do you need to know how right away? Right away, I mean, not, you know. Can't we wait a few days? Because the shock of that keeps you from flying to go find out what happened to him.
The shock didn't keep me from flying. It was that emotional going, oh, my gosh, you know, the last time my grandfather stepped anywhere, he was stepping onto a plane. I fly all the time now. It's not that I'm worried I'm going to crash because I know it could happen. It could happen. Getting in my car every day going to work, I could crash.
Right. But you did say that they kept you from flying for a while, didn't you?
I said it took me for a little bit to get on a plane, but not because the media said, oh, there was a plane crash. It had nothing to do with the media telling me. It was my own personal demon.
It was your own personal demon that was telling you your grandfather died in a plane crash. Your grandfather died in a plane crash. It should have just been your grandfather has died. The details of that we will tell you, you know, in due course.
And what kind of ridiculous thing is that? People want to know when a loved one dies, how did it happen? They're in a state of shock. They have questions.
Right, and meanwhile, an entire industry goes down the toilet because you just have to know, Mr. Henry, right away the details of everything, don't you? I mean, this is the ghoulish aspect of the media. And we're trying to keep Amtrak, if you'll pardon the pun, from running us out of town on a rail.
You know what, Don? My condolences for the loss of your grandfather. I know it's been many years, but I know that can hurt for a long time. Thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a good night.
All right, Don. Bye-bye. 877-876-PHIL.
Are you trying to make me look bad because of the way you said that? And
I'm not trying to make you look bad, no, but I'm saying I think we need to respect her feelings.
Yeah, I wanted to say that to her, but you hung up on her.
No, you're saying to her, though, Art, we don't need to tell you how your grandfather died. Just it's enough to know that he died.
I'm trying to save the airline industry from being turned into melting down all these Boeings into cabooses, boxcars. I don't understand.
You really think that Amtrak's got it in, huh? That they really want to run you guys out of business?
Of course they do. And you guys can't wait to help them. Every time a plane crashes, oh, a plane crashed, 300 people are dead. You mean the ones in the plane? Yes, we know that. Phil, that goes without saying. And I think that's the thing that your audience needs to understand, that their intelligence is being insulted. When you say that a plane has crashed, 300 people died, you're insulting the intelligence of the audience. They know full well a lot of people died. A plane crashed. But you got to say it anyway. And the reason why you got to say it is because I think, and I don't mean you necessarily, but the radio industry and the media, they get their thrills that way. That's how they get their kicks. 300 people, 400 people dead. Meanwhile, Amtrak is sitting over there with their little conductor hats on, and doing all their stuff. And we don't sell a ticket. We can't sell a ticket to a Saturday night raffle. So I would suggest you think about that.
Yeah, well, you know what? You've said a lot there. 877, a woo-woo. That reminds me, anybody old enough to remember the Good and Plenty commercials? Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Art Griego here as we talk about air turbulence, air travel, the air industry, the airline industry, and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Wasn't that funny? What was so funny about that?
You going woo-woo, man.
Forget it.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. You know, we didn't do our affiliate spotlight tonight, but I think do we have time to do our... Ooh, man, I don't know what happened to our affiliate spot. Oh, where is it, Jason? Oh, yeah, tonight, KNEW, as fate would have it, we've been getting a lot of calls from San Francisco. KNEW San Francisco, our San Francisco Bay Area affiliate. And in Klamath Falls, Oregon, KFLS 1450 AM. Great stations on the Phil Hendry Network. Art Griego finishing up with me. You mentioned that John Madden, the National Football League broadcaster on Fox, is not thought of very well in the airline industry. Why is that?
I think you know, and I think that most people know, that he does not fly. He advertises, and the Fox television network gives him free advertising every week. That he is in something called a Madden Cruiser, which is a recreational vehicle of some kind. And every week, when they show John Madden in that Madden Cruiser, it is a weekly advertisement for how the airline industry does not have the confidence of John Madden and Fox Television. And I think it is a terrible thing that they do, talking about how John Madden has this wonderful way of traveling, and he always has the turkey on Thanksgiving. And we're here in the airline industry trying to stay afloat. Every plane crash, every bit of turbulence, everything that goes wrong is reported, and reported with relish, and a young lady's grandfather dies. There's nothing wrong with having the airline industry inform the family your grandfather has died. You don't have to get into the details right away.
And if you got an airline calling someone up to say that their grandfather has passed on, how do you say that?
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean, how do you say that?
Well, how do you say to someone whose grandfather died, if you're an airline, okay?
Well, you can call... If you want to do a little bit of psychodrama, Phil.
All right, let's see. If you're the guy answering the phone.
No, I would be the one calling.
All right. Hello.
You want?
Tell me how you would do it as an airline representative.
All right. Hello. Is this Mr. Henry?
Yes, it is.
My name is Art Griego, and I'm with Griego Airlines.
Yes, sir.
I am very, very sad to inform you that your grandfather has passed on.
My grandfather passed on while he was flying. He was flying to Miami today.
Yes, sir. I understand that that's what your understanding is. And
my understanding is, no, that's what his ticket said. He was flying on Griego Airlines to Miami.
Yes, sir. He has passed on, sir.
Well, how did he die?
That's something that I think is going to be, you and I can sit down, and we're going to talk about that.
Did he die in a plane crash?
Sir, I think right now your emotional state is such that he died, and I want you to wrap your head around that. And
you're an airline official, and you're telling me to wrap my head around what?
I'm saying your grandfather died. Thank you very much. Goodbye, click. And then I would have hung up by now.
And so, in other words, 8778, I don't even know if we have time for a phone call. Let me go over here to Jack. Jack, you got 40 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, my gosh, don't stop me, but this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Why do we report on air crashes? Because we report when people die, whether they're in gang-related shootings, whether they're in car pileups on the interstate, whether they die in a fire in a house. Oh, my gosh, you start covering up why people die on airplanes, I'm really going to stop flying because I won't know whether they're safe or not. They have 10,000 flights with not a problem and one with a problem, and this guy wants to cover it up. I'll tell you what, if there's many more people like him in the airline industry, I'm going to stop flying and ride Amtrak just to stay away from people like Art. This is ludicrous.
So you want to know about more air crashes and more air crashes and more air crashes.
Phil Hendry.